When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness from TikTok, Instagram, all across social media. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist. And I use my platform to raise awareness for narcissistic personality disorder, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about, we're going to use some engineering terms, some math terms, the cost-benefit analysis of being with a narcissist, of remaining in a relationship with a narcissistic person. And for those of you who don't know, I have a degree in industrial and systems engineering. I have an engineering degree from North Carolina Agricultural and Technical State University, NCANT, Aggie Pride in Greensboro, North Carolina. So I do cost-benefit analysis. I'm good at math. So this is what I do with my life in general. What I do right now, before I make a decision, I do a cost-benefit analysis. I'm like, what is it going to cost me to make this decision? And what is the benefit for? If the cost outweighs the benefit substantially, I don't make that decision. If it's going to cost me more than it's going to benefit me more, I typically walk away from the decision. I really typically don't do that decision. You know, you need to do that with your life when you're remaining with a narcissist or a toxic person or whoever. This doesn't have to be a toxic relationship. This has to be a deal about you as well, not just me and my decision-making process, because that's how I do it. Like, Lee, how do you make your decision being a narcissist? I'm smart. I'm educated. I use my brain. I do a cost-benefit analysis really, really quick. What's the cost? What's the benefit? If it's a long-term decision, what's the cost? What's the benefit? Literally, cost benefit analysis. What is it going to cost you to remain in this relationship with a narcissist? And what are you getting from it? What is the benefit from it? Are you financially stable? Are you financially okay with this relationship? Are you getting financial benefit from it? If it's costing you mental and physical health, are you getting financial benefit from it? What is it costing you? A lot of times it costs you time. Time is one of the greatest assets and the greatest resource that people have. Your time is important to you, or it should be important to you. If it's costing you the most valuable resource that you have, which is your time, what are you getting in benefit from it? Are you getting the other person's time? Are you getting the other person's energy? What are you getting from it? What is the benefit? What is the point? I always ask people this: what are you getting from this relationship? Like, what are you getting? No, nothing. They're a bum. They live in their car. What the hell? What's the benefit? That person, you're getting your cheeks clapped? Are they giving you the cheeks? What are you doing? What's the benefit? Is sex the only benefit? Because if it is, dear God, dear Lord, it can't be that good. Lee, have you ever had your cheeks clapped this good? No, I'm thankful to say I've never had my cheeks clapped. I've clapped some cheeks. I've clapped them. Round of applause here and there. But I've never had my cheeks clapped. Thank God. Anyway, no judgment zone if you have had your cheeks clap. Men, women, do you? This is a LGBTQIA safe zone. I love y'all. Do you? but literally, what's the cost and the benefit? Like, if sex is the only, if it's costing you time, effort, energy, emotional energy, physical health, mental health, and the only benefit that you are getting is sex, what in the hell? That is it. This is with my Will Ferrell voice. That is it. What is like? I feel like so many people get caught up in this relationship. It's costing you so much to be in this relationship. What are you getting? It's costing you your family, your friends, your job, your security, everything. What are you getting in? What are you getting in return from this? Or you, like I say, I tell people, you put in $100 in, you put $100 in this investment, you expect at least $100 back. Hey, I broke even. Are you at least breaking even? Hey, I put $100 in, it didn't work out how I thought it was going to work out. I got $100 back. I broke even. I'm fine with that. Are you getting that in a relationship quantity? Are you getting that in relationship currency? Are you getting that? What are you getting back? Are you getting that from keeping this parent? It could be your parent. It could be mama, your daddy. Are you getting that from keeping them in your life? Are your parents holding you back from being successful? Are your parents holding you back from taking the next step in your life? If you're an adult, I know if you're a child, you can't. There's nothing you can really do about that. You know what I mean? You remain sane, stand in your truth, and realize you have some. Maybe you have some disordered, toxic ass mama and daddies and things like that. But like, what are you getting? Like, if you put $100 of relationship currency into this relationship, what are you willing to accept back as the bare minimum? Some people don't get anything. You know, I get nothing. I talked to so many people over Zoom when I'm doing my one-on-ones, where people are literally getting nothing back except for that person's presence. That's all you're getting is the body. You don't even getting. You're not even getting the sexual benefit. You're just getting the presence. That person comes home at night, maybe after cheating, maybe after whatever. But they don't give you any kind of love, affection, caring. This is man or woman, bipolar. This is man or woman, non-binary, whatnot. You mean, what are you getting in return for this person? Like, what are you getting other than their presence? Some people are putting their time. Some people are giving their time, their youth, the prime of their lives, their education. You quitting your job, you quitting school, you quitting all this stuff, and the only thing that you're getting in return is your presence. What are you getting? And the narcissist, they're willing. They want that $100. Narcissistic people like me, myself, give me that $100. Give me that $100 in relationship currency. I might not give you anything back, but look, you got extra 10. Let me get an extra $10. Let me get an extra $10 in relationship currency. I want everything you're going to give me. I want everything that you're going to give me. I'm going to stockpile it. I might have gave you $100 in the beginning. I might have reciprocated that relationship currency in the beginning by giving you $100, but you're not going to get any more from me. I'm going to give you back less. Hey, you give me $100, I'll give you $50. $50 good for you? I guess because I love you. $50 is good for me, Lee. Thank you for giving me $50. At least I get $50. You give me $100, guess what? I give you $25 now. I don't have to do as much. Hey, I'm going to leave you if you don't take this $25. Okay, I'll stay. Just give me $25. Okay, give me $100. You give me another $100. I give you $10 now. You stay because you're scared. You don't want to see me give anybody else that $100. So you stay in a relationship. Well, I only give you $10 back. This is relationship currency. This is not money, y'all. So now you give me $100. I give you nothing back. Just my presence. Just I'm here. Why don't you tell me you love me anymore? Because I'm here, Artna. I'm with you, Artna. I'm here. My presence should be enough. The fact that I choose to be here with you shows you that I love you. So I'm not even giving you that now. So I'm giving you give me $100 and you're getting $0 back now. So guess what? Now you can't even give me $100 anymore because you don't have anything in return to give me. So now you're giving me $50 and I'm complaining about it. Now you give me $50. I'm complaining about it. Why don't you you change? Like, you're not the same person I met. This is the narcissist saying this to you now. You changed. You're not the same person I met. Like, your energy is low. You don't look good anymore. You lost too much weight. Your eyes are sunken in. You know, you quit your job. You quit school. Like, you're pathetic now. Now you don't even have $100 to give me. So now, guess what now? You have less because I done put you down. Now you have $25 to give me. Now that's unacceptable. Now you're going to get some narcissistic rage. Now you get some more emotional abuse. Sometimes they might put their hands on you. Because you're not doing what they want you to do. Because you don't have the time, effort, energy anymore to do this. You're 50 years old now. You don't have anything left to give me. So now you guess what? You give me nothing because you have nothing left to give. And guess what? Because you have nothing left to give, I move on to somebody else. Now you have nothing left to give. You wasted so much time, effort, and energy trying to make me happy. And the narcissistic person in your life, was unappreciative of it. Now you have nothing left to give. Are you willing to do that, y'all? Is the risk worth that? Is that cost right there worth the benefit of that person's presence until they replace you inevitably? Until they move on inevitably? Until they, discard you inevitably? Is it worth it? Some people are just like, well, at least I had that time with them. Cool. If that's how you feel, cool. This is no judgment zone. I'm not judging you. That's you. Do you. You ain't. But a lot of people say, hey, that ain't worth it for me. I need at least 75 back. I'm willing to do 175, 100, 160. You know what I mean? Give me 50. Some people are willing to accept something, but some of y'all are accepting nothing in return for your time, effort, energy. Because you love that person, because you care about that person. You know that person can give you 100. They just don't do it anymore. You know it. So you have to be able to take your power back and realize what it's costing you to be in this relationship. What is it costing you? What is the benefit? Because a lot of times when you're with a narcissist, the cost outweighs the benefit. A lot of times that's exactly how it happens. That cost becomes too great to pay. That cost becomes too great to pay, and it costs you way more to stay in the relationship than it does to leave. So take your power back and make a good decision. Your time, your effort, and energy is worth more. Like, it has to be worth more to you, because it's not going to be worth that much to the narcissistic person. But anyways, y'all, I got to cut this thing short. I have a 101 here starting in the next 2 minutes, so I have to hop out for here. I'm truly thankful for all of y'all. Do a cost-benefit analysis with your life. Realize if you're going to pay the cost to be the boss, make sure you get something back from it. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Mental Illness is out. Peace. Listen to this on Apple Music and Spotify. Hit that 5 stars for me. I'm truly thankful for y'all. Bye.